This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel gave civilians still trapped inside freshly encircled Gaza City a four-hour window to leave on Tuesday, and residents escaping said they passed tanks in position to possibly begin storming it. Israel says its forces have surrounded Gaza City and are poised to storm it soon in their campaign to annihilate Hamas Islamists who attacked Israeli towns exactly a month ago. The U.S. designates Hamas as a terrorist organization. Meantime, the EU sends 45 tons of humanitarian aid to Gaza. The EU Commissioner for Crisis Management says that Gaza faces a catastrophe.
It will now be 1 month of ferocious bombardment of Gaza, which has led to more than 10,000 people killed, mostly civilians, and to a dramatic, catastrophic humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip.
NATO has announced the formal suspension of a key Cold War-era security treaty in response to Russia's pullout from the deal. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The alliance says its members who agreed the treaty are now freezing their participation in the pact. Most of NATO's 31 allies have signed the Treaty of Conventional Armed Forces in Europe, which was aimed at preventing Cold War rivals from massing forces at or near mutual borders. It was signed in November 1990, but not fully ratified until 2 years later. Russia's foreign ministry announced earlier on Tuesday that Moscow had finalized its withdrawal. NATO says that a situation whereby allied states' parties abide by the treaty while Russia does not would be unsustainable. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more stories, you can follow the Voice of America on social media. This is VOA.